unconfirmed reports put the number of displaced at 10,000, and if fighting carries on, more than 25,000 people could be affected, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The recent flooding in the conflict area of the Upper Nile State has made the situation even more difficult. Looting of civilian properties and humanitarian compounds has forced the UN agency to suspend the delivery of relief items. Last year, South Sudan's warring parties signed a peace deal to bring an end to the 6 years of conflict. On Monday, civil society activists from South Sudan started a campaign to pressure the ruling party and opposition to stabilize the country and form a unity government. Michael Baleke reporting from Kampala.